For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Good morning. Happy Tuesday to you. Hope you're doing wonderfully out there as we finish the month of July, as we're winding down July. Can you believe it? I know many of you have listened so faithfully, and you've heard me say, oh, wow, now it's March, and before you know it, we'll be getting near June for Mir Mir. And then I remember saying, oh, goodness, Mir Mir's here, and before you know it, we'll be in the middle of July. This is what happens, my brethren. This is why Jesus taught us to number our days, that we can present to God a heart of wisdom, because it goes that fast. And each day is a precious commodity called time. And we want to utilize that time, be stewards over that time. That includes enjoying time. Everything, my brethren, is not just work, 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 drudgery, drudgery, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. No. It's a beautiful balance of ebbing and flowing. And sometimes you're in an ebbing phase for a while. Hang in there now. The flow will come again. So you just hang in there. He restores my soul. I said yesterday out of Psalm 23:3, the word soul, nephesh, is, yes, mind, will, and emotions. But here it's used literally to your very life. God restores my very life. Well, what starts to deplete our lives? What depletes the soul? People can deplete the soul. And I know you might be laughing like, yeah. Well, even healthy things, like if you have a great relationship with people, going out too much with people can deplete your soul. Too much of a good thing even. You see what I'm saying? There's that ebb and flow and the balance. Maybe you have to turn down a couple lunches to get quiet before God. Draining people will deplete your soul. Busyness, being too busy. I just don't have time. I'm so busy. Coveting can deplete your soul. You look at what someone else has and you spend hours wanting what they have. Self can deplete your soul. Walking in the flesh and not in the spirit. You say, well, I recognize some of that. How about this to recognize if your soul is depleted? You know, you look at your Bible and you just can't read it. It's kind of aggravating. You're like, okay, I know it's all in there. Have you ever said this? I know that's in there and I know I understand it. I'm just not in the mood to read it right now. Huh. Something's wrong, my brethren. Depletion of your soul. How about this one? You just can't pray. You go to pray and you're just so distracted so fast. In fact, you're so irritable all the time. Your emotions are wackadoodle. No self-control. Something's out of alignment. And you keep looking at other people and saying it's them. No, my friend. Your soul is depleted. More tomorrow on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.